Lord, we want to say you are so good, you are so wonderful. Even this time as we hear your words, may you speak powerfully to each one of our hearts. We open our hearts to your words, O God. We ask for your anointing over your servant. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I wonder what happened to Susan Boy. How many of you remember her? In 2009, she went to the Britain Got Talent. She's unemployed. And 47. But she sing in the church choir. A shy, simple lady. And that audition, she sang, "I Dream a Dream." In her first audition, the three judges were stung, not by her look, but by her incredible voice. And they gave her three big yes. Susan believed her dream can come true. Others may not think so. Others, when I watched the video in the YouTube, ridicule her, laugh at her, and not want to give her a second look. But her dream was finally realized. Her first audition in the YouTube have 215 million hits to date. But success, how do you know that success has a price? Success took a toll on her. And whether you are successful or not, life continues and there are things that you cannot escape. And one of them was she lost her father, her mother, and her sister. And that caused her to go into deep depression. She admitted herself to a mental well-being program and withdrew from the musical world. She went back home. But one thing she did, she went back to church. She went back to church, to her old church. To Susan, on this second Sunday of 2023, if I was speaking in her church, if I was there and if she was sitting in Grace City Church, my message to her is this: it is time to dream again. It is time to dream again. Because Susan, don't get yourself bogged down. Don't get yourself in the survivor mood. Don't get yourself caught that you cannot see an end to everything. It is time for you to raise your head and dream again. How about you? How about you? I believe that some of us here and every one of us here has dreamed that God has placed in our heart. Not the kind of dream to win the 40 million lottery. Not the kind of dream. Not the kind of dream, you know, to be something or someone else. But the dream that is so deep in our heart, a desire that it will not go away, the things that we were born to do, and to the dream to use our gift and our talent for a greater cause than ourselves. A dream that will spark the feeling of destiny, the purpose in our heart, the dream of success in our life journey, the time we were born to the time we die. I know some dreams die. Some dreams become nightmare. Some dreams are broken. They are never fulfilled. They are aborted halfway. They are short-lived. But I want you to know, in God, the dreams that God has put into your heart, in the past years is taking shape, and now is not a time to hide. Now is not a time to go easy. Now is not a time to have a survival mood. Now it is a time to dream again. The Bible is filled with people who has dreamed. Some was the impossible dream. In the man's eyes, those dreams are too big, bigger than themselves. Dreams that comes with struggles and countless setbacks. But one thing in God, their dreams became alive. Their dreams came true. Abraham dreamed of a son for 25 years before the promised seed was born. Jacob dreamed of the woman he loved. It took him 14 years before it happened. Joseph had a dream. He was in the pit, he was in prison, and then he was in the palace before it came to pass. Moses had a dream. He was in the palace. He ended up in the wilderness, but became a deliverer, and he saw the promised land. The nation of Israel have a dream. They were in Egypt. Finally, they were free, free from slavery, and they went in to possess their dream. David has a dream. A shepherd boy became a giant killer, became a commander, became a fugitive, and finally became a leader. Paul, Peter, they all have a dream. And this morning, one of the best characters on Dream Again is the life of Joseph. This is what Genesis 37 verse 19 describes him. Here comes the dreamer. He was a dreamer. But I want you to know, with Joseph, his dream was never about himself and not about how rich he could get or how successful he could be or not about how he could be ahead or better than others. What was his dream? His dream was inspired by God to prepare him to save his family and the nation in time of famine. What is your dream? Or in other words, what is your vision for your life? The purpose for your life? If you just dream of the now life, about today, to have more, to achieve more, with no eternity in mind, no purpose to be a blessing to others, a blessing to humanity, a blessing to the kingdom of God, then I want you to know your dream will end up with nothing. The dream that God placed in our heart must be bigger than us, must not be for temporary fulfillment. It must be in our heart so that we will dream and do it for eternity with His purpose in focus. God gave dreams to us. Dreams that challenge our faith. Dreams that make our hearts be awakened. That our creativeness be released, that character be forged, and God be honored. Dream of destiny to be fulfilled, and the generation after us to be influenced by our dream. This morning, you cannot stop dreaming. Dreaming your dream. I dare you to dream again. To keep on dreaming, to believe that in your God, the dream that God has placed in your heart, His purpose, His desire, will be initiated, will be fired. As you listen to the sermon today, dream again. You know, they say, the dream never dies, only the dreamer. And I ask you to dream. Dream about God. Dream about His purpose. Dream about His destiny. Dream about eternity. Dream about what God can do through you so that your dream does not end with you. Your dreams will be passed on to the next generation. because you have laid that foundation. I want you in 2023 to start to dream again with these four keys seen from the life of Joseph. Key number one, discover God is involved in your life. Like Joseph, you must discover that God is involved, deeply involved, totally involved, personally involved, fully involved in your life. When Joseph was in the pit, he shouted, "Is there anyone there? Help me. Get me out of this dark, cold, and lonely pit." A rope was thrown to him. But Joseph, when the rope came to him, did not know that the rope did not pull him out of the pit, but the rope took him further and further away from his family, his security, his comfort. But as he go further away, he was nearer to where? To the dream. I want you to know, if you believe God is involved in your life, that whatever happened to you in the past, even yesterday, is a step closer to what God has for you. In Potiphar's house, God was involved in Joseph's life. God's favor and grace was upon him, and he worked hard. And all the hard work he did was never wasted. And I'm encouraging you, everyone here, in the office, work hard. In the school, work hard. In the home, work hard. Whatever you find your hand to do, work hard. And that's what Joseph in. He worked hard, and he knew he was not wasted. He was faithful, not with what he had. He was faithful with the master goods, a stewardship of another man's goods, and his stewardship was not wasted. He was accused, falsely accused by the master wife, but he only brought him nearer to where? Near to his dream. In prison, God was involved in Joseph's life. His faithful service was not wasted. In a short time, he met two persons, the butler and the baker. And it was just not just a meeting. It was a connection, a golden connection that God brought to his path. I want you to know, people that God bring across your path, don't just cancel them. Don't just overlook at them. Remember, those people that God put to your path one day can become that golden connection that you need for your life. And he used his God-given gift to interpret their dream. And he only brought Joseph closer to the dream that God has given him. In the palace, God was involved in Joseph's life. He stood before Pharaoh, and his dream became a reality. He was promoted by God to Pharaoh. And he was promoted not for power or prestige, but to preserve life, to save his own life, his family, and many families and nations from the coming famine. I want you, when you step back and look at your own journey, you will see that God is involved in your life. He's always there. You are never alone. Sometimes you may feel alone, but you are never alone. That God take care of his children. He said that you are the apple of his eye. He said that I watch over you. He said that even your hair is numbered. He said that whatever happened to you before and after, I know. Joseph realized, and you and I need to realize, as we look into our own life, that God is involved in our life, and he's interested about who? He's interested about your life. Let's say Jeremiah 29 verse 11 together. Let's say it together. Come on. What does it say? Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plan I have for you, declared the Lord. Plan to harm you. Oh, no, 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 no. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you a hope and a future. Because the words of the enemy that whisper in your mind and in your heart is always, God is not for you. God is against you. He's making your life difficult. He's there to harm you. He's there to make sure that you lose. No, it's the lie of the enemy. The Bible tells us clearly that God is involved in our life. That everything that takes place in our life, He is there. Sometimes you may think you are alone. Sometimes you may cry. You may shout. You may even yell, where are you, God? Have you ever felt that way before? One of the most painful parts of our Christian experience is what we call when you go through the darkness of the soul. David went through that and he cried, why am my soul cast down, O God? But you need to realize that whatever that takes place in your life, God is involved. Nothing happened to you without His knowledge. The good, even the unpleasant, even the unprepared, the unexpected, the setback, the failure, everything happened to you with His purpose, that God is in control, that He is involved in your life, and the success of your life is also with His knowledge. You see, you are in the hand of the Father, the loving Father. Many of us come to Australia with a dream. And it's not easy for some to find a job, to feel at home. But where you are now, how many of you have been here for 30 years? Put it in your hand. 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, where are you now? Let me tell you where you are you now. It's not because of luck or chance, not because you have done it by yourself. Where you are now is because God was involved in your life and He has journeyed with you. He has sustained you. He has breathed energy in you. He has bring hope in you. He has lifted you up. He has sometimes pushed you a bit. Because God is involved in your life. I ask you not to be discouraged, but to dream that with God, you are not alone. Sometimes, when things do not turn out, after you make the best decision, the best choice, give it your best shot, know this, God is involved in your life. Nothing is wasted in your life. Everything takes place in your life because He do it for one purpose, for His good. I did not get a job. It is for His good. He has something else for you. I miss the opportunity, it is for His good. I fear, it is for His good. And we all have a lot of I. How many of you have that? I. We can sing a song with I. But I want you to know, God knows. He is working out everything in your life for His good. So if God is involved in my life, I need to trust Him. Say amen to that. I need to trust Him, and then I need to discover He is involved in my life. And now, it is time to what? Dream again. The second thing, believe with God all things are possible. Mark was praying this morning, with God all things are possible. Joseph never stopped believing all things are possible with God. One of the greatest enemies to your dream is doubt. Doubt. Who do you doubt? You first doubt who? You first doubt yourself. Self-doubt happens to every one of us. Then we doubt others. And worst of all, who do you doubt? You doubt God. We all get into that trap. No dream is going to be fulfilled. No dream is going to happen by themselves. It always involves who? It always involves God and others and you. Imagine the doubt that would have bombarded Joseph's mind while he was in the pit and while he was in prison. That doubt that surround him, that say, would he ever see daylight? Would he ever see his father again? Would his dream perish in the pit and in the prison? What about you? What about you? Do you find yourself in doubt? Doubting yourself? Doubting God? Doubting others? I want you to know, in the atmosphere of doubt, fear will creep in. And when fear creep in, you are afraid to try. Afraid of failure. Afraid of man. Afraid of losing. It's time that you and I begin to realize that doubt is not from God. Ever since the garden, doubt is never from God. With God, it is written. His word says so. Joseph overcome doubt with this attitude that he believed that all things are possible with God. Even in spite of the unlikely, the unpleasant, and the unexpected circumstances of life. This morning, whatever you're going through, my encouragement to you is believe all things are possible with God. Because He is God, you are human being. With God, all things are possible. Don't limit God by your mind. Don't limit God with your hand. He is bigger than all of us put together. He has the whole world in His hand. All things are possible with God. So, Joseph believed, and he never stopped believing. How do we know that he believed that all things are possible with God? Because it is that belief that keep him, that kick him to keep on serving others, to keep on doing, to keep on believing. He never stopped being faithful or work hard. He never stopped doing what was right. He never gave up. He asked the butler, remember me. And the butler got out of prison. Joseph believed one day he will remember him. Because with God, all things are what? Possible. Jesus said this word in John chapter 11, verse 40. Did not I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? To both Mary and Martha, the brother is dead. Yet Jesus said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. A father who has a son that was deaf and dumb came to Jesus, and Jesus said to him, do you believe? And his reply to Jesus, like many of us would have, I do believe. But he did not stop there. He continued and said, help me overcome my unbelief. Some of us here, we say, Lord, I do believe. But there is a room, there's a space, there's something there that catches us that we have to say to God, God, help me to overcome my unbelief. What the father was simply saying was this, I believe. I don't understand it all. But I'm willing to learn and hang in until I do. How do you feel that way? Lord, I believe I don't understand all, but I just want to hang on because you are my only hope. You are my only strength. You are all that I have, God. If I let go of you, I'm finished, God. I believe I don't understand, but I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on until it comes to pass. This morning, I call you to dream again. Understanding can wait. Question also can wait. The how and when is it going to take place can also wait. But first, believe. All things are possible with God. With that belief comes the energy to look positive, the energy of faith, the energy of hope, the energy of love, because these are the energy that God can instill in your spirit that enable you to say, I will overcome doubt, because doubt will kill my dream. Because this is that belief that open new doors, that make a way when there seems no way, that the years that the lotus has eaten. I think all of us here can say we have years that we have lost. What is going to happen to those lost years, those times that we miss, those opportunity, those relationships? I want you to know, with God, all things are what? Possible, that God is able to restore. So again, I said to you this morning in the start of 2023, dream again. I'm saying it to myself also. After 32 years, it's time I dream again. The third key to dream again. And that is what has stopped many of us from dreaming. Experience God's healing to your painful past. Who has got no painful past? Who has got no pain in their life? Every one of us. Jesus said, as long as you live in this world, you will have what? Trouble. Frustration, problem. Joseph was 17 when he dreamed the dream to become governor. It took Joseph 13 years. When he was 30, he became the governor. Remember, 13 years that Joseph waited for the dream to be fulfilled. And I want you to know, those were not 13 years of joy, of security and comfort, but rather it was 13 years of pain, confusion, rejection. Those that close to his heart broke his heart. Those that he trust sold him. Those that he loved betrayed him. These are pain. Pain of life. Everyone are sitting here. You have pain in your life. There are scars in your heart. But you need to realize one thing. God is greater than all of this. He heals the brokenhearted. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to what? To heal the brokenhearted. God healed Joseph with two sons. One of them was Manasseh, which means God has made me forget. The other one was Ephraim, which means God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. I want you to know one thing. Joseph recognized the only way to be healed of painful past is what? God has made me. How many of you realize that? It takes God. It takes God to come into your life. It takes the touch of God over your life. Even how angry you are, how painful you are, how sorrowful, even the scar that is there. It takes God, just one word from Him, one touch from Him. His hand is able to heal you and you can be set free. Because I want you to know that those things, they are hidden inside the closet, the skeleton there. Are those things that the devil used to bring condemnation into your life. But God told Joseph, Joseph, I know your pain. I'm going to help you to forget the pain. Yes, it is still there. You may think about it, but it's not going to eat you. It's not going to trouble you. It's not going to make you freeze. You know, you can think of what has happened and say, God, I'm glad. It has happened, I can move on. But you can think of it and get stuck. God said, Joseph, all these things are there in your memory. But it's not going to what? Affect you. You are going to be able to overcome them. You are able to be stronger than your past experience. You are going to be stronger than your painful experience. Because he promise you, and he's saying to you that if you can trust him, if you can believe in him, if you can allow him to touch you and heal you, then all the pain of your past, all the pain of your past can be healed by the sweet name of Jesus Christ. When you walk with God, the promise before you is always greater than the pain behind you. Say amen. Don't get caught with your pain. Get involved. Get captured by the promise. The promise of God. Your past can be a ghost of yesterday. It can be memory that haunts you. And these are negative emotions that jump out. But I want you to know, it is time for you to say, God, no matter how painful is my past, no matter how it is, God, whether it's because of the bad choices that I made, maybe it's because people have been unreasonable. How do you even know that life is not fair? Her life is not fair. You do the right thing, people do the wrong thing. You cannot control them. That's the fact of life. Lord, no matter all this thing that has taken place, I'm not going to let it sink me and bury me. I'm not going to let it get a hold of me and pull me and make it my barrier and my tombstone. I'm going to look to you and say, God, you have promised me that in you I can be healed. I can be healed. I can be healed. Remember, we all have pain. Not every one of us sitting here, I can say, are brought up in a fantastic childhood. Not many of us. We all have pain in our childhood. How many realize that? But I don't want to be 67 and still allow the pain of my childhood to capture me. Right, Pastor Kara? I'd rather go and see Pastor Kara and get counseling. But I don't want, and there are people that will bring those pain to the day they are in their grave. No, in Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that if I come to him, if I trust him, if I believe in him, no matter what is my regret, what is my pain, what is my hurt, what is my disappointment, what is my discouragement, no matter what has happened in him, in Jesus Christ, he will use all these things because he is redemptive. And by his redemptive grace, he can turn it around and make something beautiful. That I'm able to say, I have a story to tell. And the story is, this has happened to me. And this is what God did for me. Is not that story powerful? Then I have a story to tell. This happened to me. I'm still stuck to it. And I don't know. I'm going to get out of it. I would think I would die with it. What kind of story is that? As Christians, the Bible tells us, if we are in Jesus Christ, we are a new one. A new creation. If we are a new creation, then we need to believe. We need to believe that God is the healer of all our pain. Emotion pain, see God. Psychological pain, see God. Joseph came to a time where he's able to say to his brother, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Many of us must be able to come to a place and hold on to this great and precious promise found in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Let's say it together. For we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who has been called according to his purpose. Something Is it something or all things? All things. Even my pain, God can work it for good. It's fantastic because He's God. Can you make somebody pain for good? No, you are man. But God can. This morning, hand the painful past to God and experience His healing hands. His healing touch. For Joseph, God make. God make. For you, I will tell you this morning, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Creator of you said, I will make. Oh God, how I need you to come and touch me and heal me. I have insecurity. I have pain. But I need God to touch me and heal me. He has done that for me. He can do that for you. The last key I want to share with you is once you experience His healing, now you need to tell God, I'm ready to dream again. Unlike Susan Boyle, she dreamed and dreamed and overnight became a sensation, a shooting star. But the dream that she had was only temporary. But not Joseph. He never stopped dreaming. When he was promoted to be second in charge, he could fold his arm and shake his leg and say, I have arrived, I have made it, this is it. No, Joseph dreamed again. And he left instruction to his descendant that one day when they leave Egypt, they must bring his bone with them to the promised land. For us who are parents, we have children, we have grandchildren, dream and tell your children and your grandchildren what they can be in Jesus Christ. Dream to believe that in Jesus Christ, they will continue the faith. This is what Joseph believed. He is able to dream, not just for himself, not for just this moment of his life, but he was able to dream and see ahead. He said in Genesis chapter 50, verse 24 to 25, soon I will die, Joseph told his brother, but God will surely come to help you and lead you out of this land of Egypt. He will bring you back to the land he solely promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Then Joseph made the son of Israel sworn an oath that he said, when God comes to help you and lead you back, you must take my bones with you. Wow, that was 400 years before it took place that Joseph dreamed and he was able to dream. He was able to tell God, I'm ready to dream again. Even when I've arrived, even where I am, I'm ready to dream again. And I dare to dream again. And I live to dream again. Because one day, you will come for God's people, for your children. I want to be part of that dream. You're never too old to dream, say amen. All of us know this person. If you do not know this person, I will help you. Next. I mean, truly, his finger looking good. How many realize that? This is KFC, it's Pastor Jim and my favorite when we are doing some hard work. Colonel Sanders, at what age did he start KFC? Finger looking good. At 65. 65. And because of him, I'm still paying for it. What I'm saying to you, it's time to dream again. What has God said to your heart? What has taken place in the past? God's intent, God's purpose, God's plan for you have not changed. You may say, God, I blew it. I made mistake. It's okay. God is redemptive. It's time, as you start this year, to dream again. To dream for your life. To dream for your children. To dream for your family. Dream what God wants them to be in Him. Let's pray. As I ask the worship team to come. There's always the enemy who wants to kill the dream. Satan is the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God is greater than Satan. He not only rescued the dreamer, but He can keep the dreamer alive. Start to dream again. Where you are, and where would you want to be? A better place in your life? Time to dream again. Don't get caught with the survival mode. We're just treading the water. It's time to swim, not treading water. Would you stand up with me this morning? God is deeply involved in your life. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge the fact that God is involved. You may not think so, but He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'm there always. When you are in your mother womb, already I know you. Already I saw you. God is deeply involved in your life. Nothing happened to you by chance. It's all in His plan, in the workout of His good, of His purpose in your life. Jesus. This morning, who are those who have to say, God, I need to believe. Inspire my faith to believe. To believe that all things are possible with God. I may not understand what I'm going through, what is before me. But Lord, I believe You are good. That it is possible with You, Lord. The answer, Lord, is not in human. The answer is not in the system of this world. The answer, God, is in You. For in You, nothing is impossible, God. Lord, quicken my faith to believe all things are possible. Maybe you are those who need to say, God, remove every doubt. Like the Father, Lord, I don't understand it all. I don't understand many things of God. But one thing I know, You are a good God. I can trust You. I can hold on to You. I can hold on until I do understand. I do see the glory of God. Maybe this morning, you have carried this pain, this sorrow, this hurt, this disappointment in your heart. It's time that you experience the God who say, I will make. For God who make for Joseph. God make for Joseph. This same God is able to say, I will make for you. I will heal your heart. I will touch your heart. I will renew your heart. For I now given you a broken heart, but a healed heart. You see, folks, the healing of Christ has been paid on the cross of Calvary. And I want to be healed of my pain because I don't want the past to hold me from the bright present and the bright future. I know that in God, He has a plan for my hope, for my future. And I do not want what has happened to hold me back from what God has for me. How many of you this morning would say, God, I'm telling you, I want to dream again. It doesn't matter how old I am. It doesn't matter. But God, it's time. I trust you. I believe in you. I experience you. I need to dream what you have for me. If this is your prayer, lift your hand to Him right now. Because we stand before an awesome God, a great God who reigns forever and ever and ever. Oh God, as we lift our hands to you this morning, we thank you that you are involved in our life, that we are never alone, but you are always here for us. Oh Lord, we stand with our heart open to you and thank you for being involved in our life. The very details of our life is in your hand. And Lord, we stand asking you to quicken our faith so that we are able to say, Lord, I believe. I believe that all things are possible for myself, for my marriage, for my family, for my children, for my work, God. I believe, God, with you, nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard for you, God. What men say is impossible, for you, it is possible, Lord. I believe, oh God. Oh God, I hold on to you, because beside you, Lord, who do I have? Who do I have, oh God? Lord, I ask this morning, let the healing hand of Jesus move amongst the hearts that is here. Every hurt, every pain, every disappointment, every offense, God, we release it to you, we let go to you, and we say to you, Lord, heal in Jesus' name. Let the Spirit of God pour afresh over your people. Bring healing right now. Supernatural touch of your hand over your people, God. Heal in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sharaba sukaraba sekiri patarabai. Muraba katanda baba sutarababa. Oh God, we ask, heal right now.